I'm Jennifer Fuller, reporting the news on WSIU. Sunny and chilly today, a high around 43 degrees. It may feel a bit cooler with a light northeast wind. Governor Bruce Rauner is downplaying defeats in the just-ended veto session. The Republican told reporters yesterday it doesn't signal a defection by GOP lawmakers. The year before, Rauner faces re-election. He also says it means the battle for a better future for the people of Illinois is, quote, going to be ongoing and difficult. Republicans in the General Assembly helped majority Democrats in most cases to overturn vetoes on key issues, such as monthly reporting of incoming debt, a bill of rights for students borrowing money for college, and easier access to life insurance benefits for survivors. The first-term governor did get a victory when lawmakers failed to override his veto of legislation prohibiting local governments from setting up right-to-work zones immune from union influence. State and local justice officials gathered at the SIU School of Law to launch a program aimed at helping nearly a million Illinois veterans. WSIU's Kevin Boucher was there.
The program is called the Illinois Armed Forces Legal Aid Network, and it offers veterans free legal help in the civil courts, something that former circuit judge and Army JAG officer Ron Spears saw the need for often.
In that capacity, I got to see on a regular basis the concerns that come about when a service member has a legal problem and how it affects their mental health, their emotional health.
Marion's Greg Strong served in Kuwait, Iraq, and Afghanistan with the U.S. Army and said this will help vets with the issues that can come up when they return to civilian life.
And there are problems when people come back, and now they have a place to go and someone to work for them and not against them.
To learn more, see the web version of this story. I'm Kevin Boucher.
And you can find that story at WSIUnews.org. As we prepare to honor veterans this weekend, the State Department of Employment Security wants to help veterans get back into the workforce. Spokesman Bob Goff says they want to help vets understand the services available to them.
Then we will have our DVOPs, the Disabled Veterans Outreach people, or the leavers, as we call them, the local veterans employment reps. We will have them meet with you and try to get you back in the workforce because the veterans did so much for us. We feel it is our duty to do something for them.
The agency's website is ides.illinois.gov. Veterans can search for jobs at their own illinoisjoblink.com. Cambria's Village Board has approved a controversial tax increment financing district, despite vocal opposition from numerous groups. The district, known as a TIF, would freeze property taxes for homes throughout the community. Supporters say it'll encourage new development. Opponents say it'll have a negative effect on taxing bodies, including the Carterville School District. I'm Jennifer Fuller.